Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Annie Fry, Ryan Wiggins, Brad Range.
That's us. That's right. Gotta love this American ride.
Say, kid, keep your voice down. Your father's listening to the radio.
I'm not America's sweetheart.
This is the Annie Fry Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today for Annie. Thanks for sticking around. I've just been reading through all the comments and the vigorous debate that we're seeing here. And if you'd like to be a part of that vigorous debate, I type in when I can. But if you'd like to be a part of it, head over to YouTube, type in Annie Fry Show, and you can join the fun and the fracas.
Yeah,
that's
get
going
involved.
On there.
It's a lively debate almost every day. So
yep.
Yeah, jump in there. Make your thoughts known.
And while you're there, you can also take part in the poll, which is Brad Range. Tell us about the poll.
Yeah, we want to know, should the United States continue to celebrate Christopher Columbus with a national holiday? And so I've got two options here. One is yes, he deserves to be celebrated, or the other one is no, let's replace it with Indigenous Peoples Day. Super easy question. Very loaded question.
Very loaded question. Love to hear your response. Head over to YouTube.com, put in the Annie Fry Show. You can vote. You can be a part of the show. I would say don't look at me if I'm on camera because I truly do have a face for radio. So
You can look at me.
Look at Brad Range.
You can look at me.
He does not have a face for radio. Some also say I have a voice for print. So that's up to you. You can comment on the comment sections about that as well. One of the things I've been public about this, and that is that I'm not certain of the Letitia James prosecution. I'm not sure of the grounds that it's been going on mm-hmm. as far as the legal foundation of her indictment. I'm not sure that it's rock solid. I've got some questions about it. But here's what I found fascinating when our own favorite former Vice President Kamala Harris chimed in on this. This is what she had to say about the indictment of Letitia James.
You look at what's happening in terms of the weaponization of the Department of Justice, to your point, going after Comey, going after the Attorney General of the state of New York, who a previous prosecutor, who I'm told was a conservative Republican, reviewed the evidence and decided that there was not enough facts to charge her with a crime, and she has been indicted. And what we see is that the rule of law is very much under attack by this president, who thinks that the Department of Justice is his personal lawyer and is basically subverting the will of the people around constitutional safeguards.
Let's break down what Kamala Harris said, because to me it's laughable. Laughable what she said. And here's why. She says that the Letitia James, what's going on there, is the weaponization of the Department of Justice. Well, let's look at how lawfare and the justice departments of states and federal governments were weaponized during the 4 years between mm-hmm. President Trump's terms. You had the New York hush money case filed by prosecutor Alvin Bragg. Alvin Bragg literally ran for office, and his campaign slogan was, "Elect me and I will go after Donald Trump." Talk about weaponization.
Yeah.
If you look at the charges that were brought against Trump in the so-called 34 felony counts of falsifying business records, the prior prosecutor looked at it and said, there's nothing here. There's nothing here to prosecute when it comes to Donald Trump. But Alvin Bragg did it because it was the weaponization of the legal system to go after a political enemy. Also, the actual charges against Donald Trump, the statute of limitations had already expired, and they had to use what's called a legal bootstrap to even bring the charges. And thankfully, those charges are all gone. It was an unconditional discharge, and that disappeared. But had Trump not been reelected, that weaponization of the New York Justice Department justice system would have continued against President Trump. Let's look at the federal classified documents case in Florida. President Trump was indicted on June 9, 2023. Prosecutor Jack Smith was very open about his personal desire to put Donald Trump in prison. That's what you call the federal weaponization of the Justice Department going against Donald Trump. That happened. Let's look at what happened with the election interference case in Washington, D.C. There were four felony counts filed, though also by whom? Oh, yeah, Jack Smith filed those charges as well. That case ended up getting dismissed because the court ruled, and I believe that was Judge Chutkan, dismissed it because she said, well, now that he's been elected president, you cannot prosecute a sitting president. Then you go down to the Georgia interference case. That was, she pronounces it Fannie Willis. Always said Fannie Willis.
Yeah.
You know, you can't tell me how to pronounce a name. So I prefer Fannie Willis, F-A-N-I. And Fannie Willis prosecuted. She also made her desire to prosecute President Trump the reason. Not because of what he did, but because of who he was. Now, putting all of this into a blender here. Do I think that that weaponizing the justice system is good for going against political enemies? No, I do not. I don't. But what I reject is people like Kamala Harris who don't see what was done for 4 years against Donald Trump and won't acknowledge that as weaponizing the legal system to go against political enemies, who say that was okay, but what's going on now is wrong. You know, you need to look at the log in your own eye before you start talking about the speck in someone else's eye. And they did it for 4 years. That doesn't mean it's right to do it now.
Right.
However, if you're against the weaponization of the justice system, you should be against it coming from both the right and the left, not just one way.
Yeah. I don't know if this is weaponization, though. Like, I think that she actually broke the law. And the irony to me is the law that she's accused of breaking is the same one that they accused Donald Trump of breaking with the Mar-a-Lago property.
Correct. Right.
That she.
But before Donald Trump was charged with it, no one's ever been really charged with that type of criminal activity before, because it's viewed as being a clerical error, not actual fraud. And I'm not sure of it. And if you look at Comey, I'm not putting Comey in that category because he lied to Congress. And if you lie to Congress, you need to be held accountable for that. So I don't see that at all. Letitia James, I'm not so sure. If you look at the Fed chairman, not the Fed chairman, but the member of the Federal Reserve who's being questioned about listing on two different houses as their main residence, I know that that's a lot of folks have done that by mistake. I've never heard of anyone being prosecuted for that.
Yeah, there's that one, and then there's the one where she incorrectly listed the number of units in a building in New York so that she could get a better rate, because if it had five units.
That's different.
Yeah.
That's different. You've got a definite monetary reason for that.
Yeah, there was a four-unit versus five-unit discrepancy in that, and it had something to do with renting that property out.
Correct. But as Kamala Harris comes out and attacks this idea of weaponizing the justice system, she needs to clean her own house. And I would actually respect her if she would come out and say, what I see happening right now is lawfare. But you know what, Democrats, we've been guilty of the same thing. And if we want to get rid of lawfare, we need to clean house and make sure that it doesn't happen. But that's not what she's done.
Right.
That's not at all what she's done.
And even if you think this is lawfare, this is exactly what we said was going to happen if you prosecuted Donald Trump. If you ran on, I'm going to get Trump, and then you then prosecute Trump, then whenever the shoe's on the other foot, whenever the other party has the levers of power, they're not going to offer the same deference that, you had the opportunity to offer. They're going to go after your people as well.
Exactly.
The only way to stop it is for both sides to lay down their arms, because one side can't lay down their arms and the other side continue to do it.
Exactly. And I don't see that the left is ever going to adopt that position. I certainly wish they would, but I certainly don't see that happening. Hey, we're going to take a break here a minute or two ahead of schedule because I want to leave time in the next segment. Because coming up at the next break, we've got Ethan's Sports and Local, right?
Yeah. So Ethan's going to come in and share some stories we might have missed.
Fantastic. So stick around for that. Coming up next here on the Annie Fry Show, Brad Young sitting in today on St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk.
Hold up. Check it out.
Sports and Local.
Handsome Hannaford with the news.
Here we are. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young sitting in today. And as I teased before the break, it's time for Ethan's Sports and Local. Hey, Ethan.
Brad, how are you doing?
I'm doing well, sir. Good to see you.
What did you think of that intro there?
You know, I would say that it's different. I particularly like the reference to, to you. That was pretty interesting.
You know, Ryan Wiggins has a way with things.
Yes, he does.
See, when Ryan's not here,
I guess that's probably the best way to put it, because you could argue words, there's a lot of things. He has a way with things. And just to fill you in, Ryan has made so many different intros for my segment that we now have them in. I'm sure you've heard of a hotkey, for those that don't know.
Rotation.
Yep, a rotation of hotkeys where Brad can click on this button and it'll, in random assignment, pick one of the intros that he has created for Ethan Sports and Local. And that is why, when we come on, we literally have no idea which one is coming.
No, none.
Sometimes he'll throw in new ones, but man, the first, what would you say, Brad? 2 months? He made a new one every day,
Every day. And we got some really good ones from the chat, too. They would put on there, like, what time is Ethan and the Giant Peach?
Yeah, they would just make up random ones. So it's definitely become a thing now where the chat gets involved. So let's go ahead and let's dive into some weekend recap. I like to, on Mondays, discuss some of the sports events that took place over the weekend. I'll go ahead and start with the St. Louis Blues. They left a sour taste in my mouth that would have been Thursday night, when in the home opener, they got pummeled by the Minnesota Wild. Final score was 5-0. Well, they played against the Calgary Flames on Saturday afternoon, and they won this game 4-2. Looked really solid in large part, in my personal opinion. Jake Neighbors, his hometown is in Calgary, near Calgary. He scored 2 goals. Pugh Suter, one of the newest Blues, one of their big additions over the offseason, scored a goal as well. And who scored? I'm trying to remember.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Remember who scored the Robert Thomas had a great goal where he top right corner, beautiful goal, and those were the four goal scorers for the St. Louis Blues. Joel Hofer started in net. He saved 27 of 29 shots, and overall a much better showing than what we saw from St. Louis in their first game of the year, and I think a little bit more on par with what we expected to see from them going into the start of the year.
Yeah, the first game was a disappointment, and I wasn't sure, as I'm not a hockey aficionado. I watch a lot of games. I usually go to several games a year. Can't say that I'm an expert on it. But as I was reading about the first game against the Minnesota Wild, I didn't know if it was a case of the Blues just underperformed or Minnesota was that good, particularly on defense. So I didn't know because I'm not that familiar with Minnesota Wild. But then when I saw how they bounced back against Calgary, I felt a lot better.
A little bit of both. Minnesota has a good team. They're going to be fighting for a top three spot in the Central Division, as will, I think, the Blues. I think both teams have a fair shot at that third spot in the Central Division. However, what it really came down to was a couple of bad bounces early in the game. St. Louis had the first 14 shots of the second period and couldn't find a way to put one in. Gustafson, the goalie for the Wild, is very good. And in the latter half of the game, it kind of got out of hand for St. Louis. So a little bit of both, but you said it. They responded very well. A lot of that, you know, there's a lot of veteran leadership on this team, but they also have excellent coaching. And, you know, they're not going to tolerate that kind of play multiple nights in a row, and they didn't.
Good.
And so now the Blues, a record of 1-1 in their two games up to this point this season. They play tonight against the Vancouver Canucks. Puck drop at 6:30. That one is in Vancouver. And I believe that they are back home on Wednesday. Yes, Wednesday against the Chicago Blackhawks. Late start on that one, 8:30 puck drop. That one is on TNT. Let's go ahead and continue on with our weekend recap of sports and local. Boy, was it a big weekend in college football, my guys. Big weekend. I'll go ahead and start with the Illinois Fighting Illini, who hosted the number one team in the land, the Ohio State Buckeyes, for an 11 o'clock kickoff in Champaign. And, man, how do I put this politely?
Didn't go well.
It didn't go well.
Shellacking.
It did not go well. The final score was even more respectable than the game really was throughout, it felt like.
True.
And they still lost by 18. The final score was 34-16. Ohio State took an early lead in this one. They scored on the first drive, and Illinois just could not get the ball moving whatsoever against that very good Ohio State defense. Illinois has a very experienced offense, but they are dealing with some injuries, and they just couldn't get anything going. At the start of the second half, they got it back to a 10-point game, but even then, it felt like it was never really within reach. And as a result, Illinois drops out of the top 25, which I think is a little bit silly considering both of their losses are against the number one and number three teams in the country.
Good point.
But you know what? It wouldn't be the first time that I've criticized the AP poll for being extremely terrible as far as accurately ranking the college football top 25. The other big matchup in the greater St. Louis region, much greater St. Louis region, was the Alabama Crimson Tide facing off against the Missouri Tigers. This one was a gem of a ball game. it didn't go the way that Missouri Tigers fans were hoping that it would, but it was a very exciting, hard-fought dogfight of a football game.
It was.
And there's several. The final score, 27-24, Alabama defeats Mizzou in Columbia. It was at one point a 17-17 game early in the second half. Alabama had opportunities early to pull away. The Tigers found a way to stay in it, forced a big turnover to start off the second half. But at the end of the day, their quarterback, Bo Prabula, really disappointed in this game. By far the best part of Missouri's offense is their rushing game, and they did not go to it nearly enough in the fourth quarter.
Yes.
Didn't rely on their strength.
That's what I didn't understand, Ethan, because Ahmad Hardy is the number one rusher in all
nation.
College football right now. He's number one. He's being talked about as a potential Heisman Trophy winner, at least a potential Heisman Trophy candidate. And yet they seem to forget that he was part of the team. I mean, at least from my analysis, it wasn't that they tried to use him a lot and Alabama had such a good defense against the run that he was shut down. They just didn't go to him enough. And I'm thinking, if that is your strength, was it an effort to say, well, they're going to be planning on protecting and going against Ahmad Hardy, so we'll go with other people in order to counteract that? I don't know what the strategy was, but it didn't work.
Everyone is asking the same question because no one quite understands it. The running game worked for Mizzou. Ahmad Hardy, they were averaging 5 yards per carry. Ahmad Hardy, Jamal Roberts, and their quarterback, Bo Prabula, they still ran for 160 yards, but they abandoned it in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
So, and Bo Prabula, like I said, the Mizzou quarterback, looked lost in large part all day long, excluding literally their first drive and their second last drive of the game. So, they went back to the pass and it just didn't work for them. So Bo Prabula is going to have to be better if the Tigers want a chance at the college football playoff. And they'll have another test this upcoming week because they'll go on the road and they'll face Auburn. And while Auburn is not as good as Alabama, that is a tough place to play. And it is the SEC where, it's anyone's game.
Anything can happen. Tell me, because I didn't see this today. I was too busy doing my real job this morning that I didn't get a chance to look. So how did this loss impact Missouri when it comes to the AP poll?
Good question. So Missouri was ranked 14th going into last week's game against Alabama. They only dropped two spots. So the AP poll recognized that this was a close game, that despite not playing their best, that they stayed within it. So they only dropped two spots. I think there's still a lot of confidence that Missouri can be a good team, and they're going to have some opportunities to prove so in upcoming weeks. But not a huge drop. And what will really matter is we're just a couple of weeks away now from the college football, the first college football playoff ranking coming out. I believe that's after week 8. So that's really where we will get an idea as to the people that decide who makes the playoff, how they view the Missouri Tigers.
Well, and Brad Range, you had a great comment before the show started today. You and I were talking about it, and because I watched the game. Two of my three daughters went to Mizzou. My wife went to Mizzou. I didn't go to Mizzou, but my money did. And so I've been tracking Mizzou pretty closely. But you had a great comment putting it into perspective about how would we, if you were asked a few years ago, what was your comment?
Yeah, I said if I would have told you that 5 years ago that Missouri would be in the SEC going toe-to-toe with Alabama, and even though they didn't win, they lost by 3, you'd take that.
Yes.
Absolutely.
In that context, you say, yeah, I would be excited to know 5 or 10 years ago that we'd be going toe-to-toe with Alabama and just losing by a touch or by a field goal. You'd say, yeah, I'll take that every day and twice on Sunday. So I would definitely take that. But it's interesting now. We've come to expect a lot of things from the Mizzou football program. We're disappointed, obviously, but yes, in context, we're doing very well.
Yeah, the Eli Drinkwitz has completely turned around that program.
Yes,
you know, I think what makes this one for Missouri fans sting so much is there were opportunities. There were opportunities to win this game. Alabama left open chances on the field for them, and there were some silly mistakes made by Mizzou that you're looking back and you're saying, man, one thing here, one thing there.
Fake punt in the fourth quarter.
There was a silly taunting penalty early in the game.
And I didn't get that taunting penalty. He did hardly anything.
Well, say what you want. The rule is no taunting. And the guy got in his face, and you know, you could argue it's a subjective decision, but just don't do it. Don't be dumb. And it was a dumb taunting.
But isn't that a rule for life? Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb.
Don't be dumb.
Zion Young was dumb on that play. So Alabama defeats Mizzou 27-24. The Tigers will face Auburn this upcoming weekend. This was huge news in Major League Baseball this morning. Former Cardinal manager and, was current manager of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, announced his retirement from managing in Major League Baseball from the San Diego Padres after only two seasons there. The Padres confirmed that 57-year-old Schilt's decision on Monday. He released a letter that was put in the San Diego Union Tribune, and it's in quoted saying, "The grind of the baseball scene season has taken a severe toll on me mentally, physically, and emotionally." This is a guy that had a lot of success during his time managing in Major League Baseball, both with the Cardinals and with the San Diego Padres. Went 183 and 141 during his time as a manager, led San Diego to back-to-back postseason appearances. They won 90 games this season. They were eliminated by the Cubs in the wild card series. A.J. Preller, the general manager of the Padres, was quoted saying, "His dedication and passion for the game of baseball will leave an impact on our organization, and we wish him the best in his next chapter." But this is a shock for Major League Baseball.
Bombshell.
Because I think a lot of people in baseball would have said he was one of the better managers in the game.
Yeah.
And such a short tenure managing. I mean, he took over from Mike Matheny in 2018, about halfway through the year, and quickly the interim tag was removed. I think it took a month, if that. And, then was fired from the Cardinals after the 2021 season due to philosophical differences. Still think that was a terrible decision made by John Mozeliak. But in the past now,
One of many terrible decisions by John Mozeliak.
He has had some poor decisions here made in the last several years. There is no doubt about that. But yeah, a huge, huge, huge surprise to Major League Baseball. Former Cardinal manager Mike Schilt is retiring. It'll be interesting to see if he finds his way to any other sort of position in baseball, whether it be front office or something like that. He's just such a brilliant mind for the game. I'd be surprised if he is completely done forever.
Good point, but I can understand the grind of the baseball season. To me, is enormous, the grind, and particularly when you compare it to football. I mean, the football season, I forgot what the number of games are now. 16. You got 16 games.
It's 17 now.
17 games. You know, versus 150 something games in baseball, whatever the exact number is. That grind is just phenomenal, and it has to wear on somebody. It really does.
One final story here for sports and local. St. Louis raised stand-up comedian Nikki Glaser will be filming a Hulu comedy special during her next two hometown shows. She'll be performing at the Fabulous Fox Theater on Friday, October 24th, and then the following day, Saturday the 25th, as a part of her Alive and Unwell tour. The Hulu comedy special will be filmed over both nights with live St. Louis audiences. The upcoming special will stream on the Disney Plus and Hulu internationally sometime in 2026. Glaser, a graduate of Kirkwood High School, has had several nominations for Emmys, Grammys, Golden Globes, etc. But kind of exciting that she's going to be doing something like this in St. Louis. And we've seen her kind of involved with different teams. I think they had a Nikki Glaser Day at Busch Stadium this past year, and she announced the first overall pick in the 2025 NHL draft for the Blues last year. So
nice.
It's cool to see St. Louis celebrities embracing their hometown. And once again, Nikki Glaser is here.
And speaking of comedians, I think Nate Bargatze is going to be here
in January.
I'm not going to be able to go, but he's being pretty open to the fact that he's going to be stopping his stand-up comedy career in the not too distant future.
Yeah.
So that may be one of the last chances to see Nate Bargatze live.
Yeah, so get your tickets while you can.
In January.
There you go.
And there you have it from Ethan, the Ethan Sports and Local. Ethan, great to talk to you, my friend. Good to
pleasure
see you.
Pleasure as always.
Thanks for coming on. Hey, we've got a couple more segments here as the Annie Fry Show is winding to a close. We're going to talk about free speech. in the next segment. What is it? What do people think about it? And does it even exist on college campuses? Brad Young sitting in for Annie Fry on St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. Brad Young in this afternoon. Glad you're hanging around with us. I've been reading through the messages and the on the YouTube just chat board going on there. So keep it up. I read all of those and will respond when I can. But I wanted to talk about this because polling data a lot of times can be used to advance a certain position one way or the other. But to me, I like it that it gives a snapshot of what people are thinking at that very moment. And listen, I've got my youngest kid still in college, so I know some of what goes on college campuses. Not much of it's good these days. But what's interesting is this poll, two different polls, pretty much came to the same conclusion. I want to talk about that and why that is dangerous. Because in one poll, nearly three quarters of students surveyed across college campuses in America, three quarters of students reported to one question that they believe free speech matters and it's important. But yet in that same poll, 71% of respondents said they would report a professor for saying something offensive that they didn't like, they'd report it, and 57% would report a fellow student for the same reason. Now, don't you find those, Brad Range, don't you find those two positions to be literally counteracting each other to say, free speech, I believe in it, but if you say something I don't like, I'm going to report you?
I do, but I also don't believe that free speech is not hate speech. You know what I'm mm-hmm. saying? Hate speech isn't free speech or whatever it is they say. I think that you have the right to say things, and the things that you need to protect the most are the stuff that will offend people.
Correct. And the Supreme Court has backed this up over and over and over again, that even hate speech is protected speech.
Mm-hmm. Especially.
Especially because if you think about it, it makes sense. Because if you say something that everyone agrees with, for example, if I go out today, say right now, I say it on the air, today is Monday.
Mm-hmm.
Who's going to disagree with that? And yet, so that speech doesn't need to be protected.
Right.
But
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Speech that is deemed offensive, That is the speech that requires protection if you really believe in the First Amendment. And yet these college students give lip service to saying, I agree with the idea of free speech, but by golly, if my professor or a friend of mine says something that I find to be just offensive, I'm going to report them so they can be punished for saying something offensive. That's not free speech. You cannot believe the one and the other. Those things are what we call mutually exclusive.
Right.
If you think that if 71% of students think they can report their professor or friends, report them to the university to be punished for saying something, then you cannot believe in free speech. Those things are, in fact, mutually exclusive. Yeah.
One will disqualify the other.
Yes, that's true. And this is not a small poll. This was a poll of more than 2,000 students from 472 college and universities nationwide. It was released at the end of September. And it really dovetailed with this other large-scale survey of college students that said 1 in 3 students, get this, 1 in 3, 33% of students, believe that violence is acceptable to stop campus speech that's offensive. Think about that.
That's not good.
33% of college students. So whenever Ann Coulter would go and speak on college campuses, mm-hmm. students would light cars on fire. They would set trash cans on fire. They would break windows. They would do all of these things like we saw after the George Floyd situation. They would do that because, oh my goodness, my ears are so pristine that they cannot even contemplate hearing something to which I disagree. That's crazy that if you think it's okay to destroy property and to commit acts of violence in order to keep yourself from hearing something that you find offensive. That's not free speech. And yet a third of kids on our college campuses believe that today. And I found in so many circumstances that our college campuses today are really nothing more than factories for socialism, that they take our kids. We pay them thousands of dollars to educate and train up our kids in how they should think. And they ended up turning them into socialists because that's what's, mm-hmm. that's the product that's coming out.
Yeah.
Now, this isn't new. This has been going on forever. I remember when I was an undergraduate down in Carbondale, I was getting my undergraduate degree in Carbondale in the 80s. And I was there and I had a criminal law class. This was undergrad, not law school. I had a criminal law class. And I won't go into details about the topic because it would take me a long time and it wouldn't be interesting. But as I was arguing with the professor and the students in the class over this point of legal procedure, the teacher said to me, I'll never forget it. She said, Brad, you realize that everyone in this room disagrees with you, including me. And I said, I'm not making this up. I said, you're right. But even if you go out and get 24 more friends to back you up, I'm still going to be correct on this.
Yeah, it's not a popularity contest.
I don't care how many people disagree with me. I'm right on this, right? And so she laughed. And I've always given this professor credit because her and I agreed on nothing. And I got an A in the class. And yet today, I think that if I were in college today with that same attitude of, I don't care if everyone in here is a socialist, I'm going to tell you the way things are. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't deter me from teaching you the truth, even though you're wrong. In fact, it encourages me to keep going, right? If I did that today, I would probably have professors that would flunk me mm-hmm. because I disagreed with them, rather than give me an A because I excelled in the course.
That's ridiculous.
Don't you think that would happen?
So here's my story. I went to MOBAP, and MOBAP has, for lack of a better term, a Calvinist doctrine, doctrinal theology.
I understand.
My church's background is Arminian.
Okay.
When I went to MOBAP, I was, quote unquote, on enemy territory. Not really. All right. I'm just using it like this.
Yeah.
But like whenever I would argue and debate my position.
Sure.
My professors who had the opposite position appreciated the fact that my position was well thought out and scripturally supported. Mm-hmm. And they were welcoming that debate between the two because they saw it as a value to the rest of the class
yes.
to see where everybody else was.
Yes. Exactly.
But they don't see that anymore, or they don't want that anymore.
Correct.
It's less about education, more about indoctrination.
Correct. Yeah. This isn't
MOBAP I'm talking about now. No. Now I'm talking about colleges.
Colleges in general. Yeah. Right. We want to indoctrinate you to think the way we think. We don't want to challenge you to be a critical thinker.
Right.
Because, you know, that's what, you know, people think, oh, you go out of law school and you know this stuff. Law school doesn't teach you law at all. Law school teaches you how to analyze law and how to think about law. Right. They don't teach you law because that's what you're going to research that the rest of your life. But law school trains you how to think like a lawyer. And yet, I wish that our universities trained our students how to think on their own instead of being indoctrinated by the socialists who are teaching at the schools. That's what I wish would change. Also, somebody posted on the YouTube channel that I should have my own weekend show, but I got too much to do now.
So don't you already have a weekend show?
No, I used to have a Wednesday night show over on Camo X, but that got cut with budget cuts.
Oh.
Because, you know, I charge them a lot of money for that. So
they couldn't afford to keep you on retainer.
They couldn't afford it. So, yeah, I got cut with the budget cuts by Odyssey. But I am here today sitting in for Annie, and there'll be more right after this on St. Louis Conservative, 97.1 FM Talk. We're sliding in here to the last segment on the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for sticking around with us through the show, and I do appreciate it. We talked a little bit about free speech last segment, and there's another free speech issue that hit the Supreme Court last week. I just want to touch on this before we wrap up the results of our YouTube poll. But before we get to that, the Supreme Court last week, they heard a case involving Colorado conversion therapy. And that is a case where a Christian counselor was being threatened with prosecution because the counselor was primarily engaged with talking to youths who had gender dysphoria, or confused about their gender, and trying to get them to realign their gender identification with their biological gender. So Colorado passed a law in 2019 preventing that.
Okay.
Stating that counselors, psychologists, psychiatrists, it is against the law for you to talk to your patients about aligning your gender ID with your birth gender. That is against the law. Now, what I find ironic about that, it's atrocious on multiple levels. It's atrocious on a freedom of religion perspective because you're basically telling someone if they're a Christian, you can't practice your Christianity in terms of talking to people about aligning or gender dysphoria, which is a recognized medical condition. Secondly, it's a freedom of speech issue. You're literally controlling someone based on the content of their speech. And the Supreme Court did not react well to this. Mm. Not just the six so-called conservatives. I say so-called because some of them are, it depends on the day, yeah. Right? Justice Roberts, Amy Coney Barrett, depends on the day. But even some of the so-called liberal justices also had a problem with this idea because it's squarely a content-based idea. Let's flip the script. What would happen on the left if you said, we're going to prosecute counselors and psychiatrists for helping people transition to a new gender? If you're born a male and you want to become a female, we're going to make it illegal for you to counsel young men on how to become women. We're going to make that illegal. The left would erupt. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah.
It would go berserk. There would be volcanic eruptions coming out of all of the blue cities in this country. So then why is the opposite against the law in Colorado? It's the same idea.
Yeah.
It's the exact same idea. You're just changing which direction you're going. But from the left, that's outrageous. How can you do that? But if you went the other way, they would be yeah. fine with it.
I mean, it's all where they start out
correct.
Mentally.
Correct.
You know, our side is right, and what you're trying to tell us to do is we can't go against what is right.
And even Justice Alito pointed this out in the oral argument. He said he was talking to the plaintiff in this case, or rather the attorney defending the law in Colorado, the yeah. defense attorney, and he said, it seems to me your statute dictates opposite results in these two situations, meaning transitioning from male to female or transitioning back to your birth gender, it dictates the opposite results. That looks like blatant viewpoint discrimination. And the attorney for the state of Colorado had no answer for that.
Yeah.
But it's amazing, though, how the state wants to control speech. And by the way, as a side note, what the heck is going on in Colorado? Colorado is the same state now for this conversion therapy is now banned. They're also the state that prosecuted the cake baker twice.
Yeah.
Twice. It went up to the Supreme Court on two different occasions because he refused to write stuff on cakes for homosexual weddings because he said it violated his religion and it was violation of the First Amendment because the state was telling him what to say. Mm-hmm. They did it twice. Colorado also had the software case where the lady was a web designer. She was a Christian. Homosexuals intentionally went to her, said, "We want you to design a website for our marriage." She refused. That went to the Supreme Court. I don't know what's going on in Colorado, but they need to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of stopping it, stopping the elimination of Columbus Day, what were the results of our poll
today?
Yeah,
so with, it looks like 177 votes in now, with 91% of the votes, the question is, should the United States continue to celebrate Christopher Columbus with a national holiday? 91% of you said yes, he deserves to be celebrated, and 9% of you said no, we should celebrate Indigenous Peoples Day. So it sounds like Columbus Day, at least with our audience, is back.
Yes, yes, and it, as it should be. And again, I want to reiterate this. It's not that I'm against Indigenous people. If we want to have an Indigenous People Day, let's have a vigorous debate about it. Let's pass a law maybe about it. We could, those are things we can discuss and possibly do.
There's no reason why we can't have both.
There's no reason why we can't have both. And the only reason that the left wants to eliminate Columbus Day and replace it with Indigenous People Day is this idea that everything about male European Christians, everything about male European-based Christians is evil, it's vile, it's reprehensible. And it again gets back to that idea of critical race theory that says because you are white, you are an oppressor.
Mm-hmm.
I've never owned slaves. Brad Range, I don't think you have either, right?
Nope.
But critical race theory says you're an oppressor because your relatives 300 years ago may have owned slaves.
Yeah, I don't even know that I can confirm that.
Yeah, I've looked into my genealogy. I don't see that ever happening in my background. And yet, I'm still representative of that, so I must be an oppressor. And that is the problem. That viewpoint is the problem. If we want to have an Indigenous People Day, let's have it. Let's talk about it. Let's get it passed. But we don't replace honoring Christopher Columbus because of the views, the warped views of history by a few people in this country who want to marginalize and separate us all into oppressed and oppressors. We don't need to do that. Brad Young sitting in for Annie Fry today. Hey, I had a great time. Mr. Range, thanks for letting me hang out with the cool kids today.
Thanks for coming and filling in. We appreciate it.
It's a lot of fun. I'm going to take the rest of my topics and go home. We'll see you next time here on St. Louis Conservative 97.1 FM Talk.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.